Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Tory Richard Limited, celebrating more than 60 years of design for the island lifestyle. Tory Richard is proud to support local community news, public affairs, and talk programming on HPR.
Hawaii U.S. Senator Brian Schatz and U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan have introduced a bill in Congress to create a Medicaid-based public health care option, making each state's Medicaid program available to anyone who wants it. It's no secret that the current administration stands in opposition to the so-called public option, so we asked Tatine Santel, an associate professor in the Office of Public Health Studies at the University of Hawaii, to assess its chances.
I mean, it's hard to tell, you know, politically in Washington, you know, there's certainly been efforts that have been stopped to dismantle it in the legislative arena, but executively, you know, there's efforts to sort of undermine its core tenets in various ways with various efforts, and, you know, those can happen a little bit behind the scenes in a different way than you see in Congress, and so those efforts leave many people in many counties and many states in jeopardy in ways that can undermine people's access to insurance.
What are the core tenets of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, the core tenets are that they expand insurance options for more people to give them opportunities to get insurance.
Right.
That people have certain mandated benefits that are part of the package that you have within insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are obliged to purchase insurance so that there is enough in the risk pool for people to be, you know, to make, because we have a private insurance industry in the United States, to make the private insurers willing to participate in that effort, you know, they want healthy people and sick people and well, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the, you know, individual mandate obliges people to purchase insurance or pay a penalty.
Every description I've heard of the proposed changes to the Affordable Care Act give large numbers of people who would be kicked off health insurance. So why would anybody want to do that?
I mean, I think personally, it's a bit of a political game, right? I think Affordable Care Act wasn't the perfect solution to our healthcare crises, but it was efforts to improve our access to healthcare, to give people a core set of benefits, to
right.
make sure most Americans have some kind of access to health insurance access to healthcare via insurance.
Yeah.
I think it was a win for the Democrats, and I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding about what it actually entailed, and, you know, it was a relatively conservative option to maintain the system as we had it and build upon the private insurance industry, really, an employer-sponsored insurance, which a lot of people like.
A lot of the criticism, though, talks about people having their monthly increase greatly.
Right.
Has that happened for a lot of people?
So, insurance premiums have raised for some people. It really depends. You know, there's different mechanisms by which the insurance expansion has happened.
Right.
So that includes Medicaid expansion, which only some states did in the end. It was mandated federally. And then in the Supreme Court case, you may recall, one of the decisions when they decided to uphold the individual mandate saying people had to buy insurance, they said you do not have to, states don't have to expand Medicaid up to people with 138% of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so 32 states have expanded, including Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
But some states have not. So that left a gap for people who were relatively poor, who then didn't have any subsidies to buy insurance. Then the Affordable Care Act had a piece where if you were above 138% of poverty, up to 400% of poverty, if you bought your insurance through these exchanges, the state-level exchanges, you would be able to have support to help you purchase those.
Financial support.
Yeah, financial support to help you buy that insurance. And then above, up to, you know, over 400% of poverty, you wouldn't have any support. And so some people fall in those gaps, right? They're either in states that didn't have that expansion.
Those 18 states. Yeah.
Yeah, or they're above 400% of poverty level and they don't have any supplemental, you know, funds to help them purchase that insurance. And for those people, and then it also depends on what states you are, what the offerings are, you know.
But they got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people got hurt.
Mm-hmm. So some people are paying very high premiums. And in fact, of the approximately 10% of people that are still uninsured now, about 45% say that it's cost that's keeping them from purchasing insurance, many of whom are working adults.
What in an ideal world would you propose? Suddenly we're putting you in charge, Tiffany.
I mean, I wish we had a streamlined single-payer system of some type. But politically, it seems unlikely that we're going to get there dramatically. You know, we're not a country that makes such dramatic changes. There's a lot of stakeholders in the game. And I think building on our current system now, as we try to plan for more optimal solutions, makes sense. So I think, you know, Schatz's proposal, as well as other incremental policies to, again, kind of build on what we have, make a lot of sense.
What is Senator Schatz's proposal?
So Schatz is proposing that in these state-level exchanges, one of the options people would be able to have to purchase health insurance would be to purchase Medicaid.
The public option.
The public option of Medicaid. Exactly. So there's two public options, you know, that you might be able to be insured now through the government. One is Medicare, which is for people 65 and older and with certain disabilities. And Medicaid, which is a means-tested program for people who are a certain income level. So you have certain means to be in the program. Uh-huh. As we talked about, it varies a lot by state. Medicare is consistent across the country. Medicaid varies by states. So there are certain mandates that are federal, but a lot of the variation is by states, including this expansion. And so that is the public option. Schatz has chosen to be his public expansion. Other people have indicated Medicare might be another option that allow people to buy into the Medicare plan.
Means-tested means based on your income.
Exactly. So what this would do is allow people who are above the income thresholds to be allowed to participate in Medicaid right now to still pay a premium and purchase that same, well, relatively the same insurance coverage.
Does that put the government in competition with private entities?
So it does, and Schatz says he's agnostic to that outcome, that if, you know, the private companies can't compete with the public options, then maybe they're not competitive.
They're not going to be thrilled with that, are they?
They're not thrilled about it, but, you know, actually a lot of Medicaid is delivered through private providers. And so it may be, you know, a way, I mean, through private insurance companies. And so there may be some interest that they have in this option. Certainly right now they're not saying so, but it may be more agreeable to them than they indicate right now.
What's your sense of the possibility that this could happen?
I mean, it's certainly not going to happen right now. I think support generally for Medicaid got stronger, actually, during these efforts to cut back on the Affordable Care Act. People became even more fond of Medicaid than they had been before. So about 65% of people are against cutting Medicaid right now. The expansion put more people, of course, within Medicaid. It goes up to pretty high levels of poverty in some states. It covers a lot of people in Hawaii and elsewhere. So people are very fond of Medicaid. I think people have also become interested a little bit more in the conversation around how do we expand health insurance for more people. Maybe we're not going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Maybe we need to figure out what to do about our healthcare system besides that question of, you know, repeal, right? Let's have a more thoughtful conversation, perhaps across the aisle, around what we should do. And so I think with that sort of political interest, the Democrats are trying to poise themselves as talking more about how we're going to fill up these, you know, gaps in coverage, how we're going to expand insurance to more people. So I don't think it's going to happen today, but I think over time, you know, there's a growing interest in expanding coverage, and certainly health insurance is critical to many people.
Sometimes in the court of public opinion, things have to get worse before they get better.
So perhaps the threat, you know, of the repeal made people realize what the Affordable Care Act was all around, you know, before. There were a lot of politics in the, you know, and melee around, you know, what it was, and fear-mongering, and, you know, it was really an expansion of insurance, you know, relatively conservative, like I said, and to when it was threatened to be taken away, people realized, wait, I want this health insurance, you know, it's not, you know, taking away my guns and my country, like, it's actually, you know, something I want to go to the doctor, I want to be able to get, you know, access to health care for my children.
Do you think one of the things that's held this effort back is the sheer complexity?
Certainly, the sheer complexity is immense, right? There's so many details, so many, you know, policy questions, so many nitty-gritties and all the levels of detail. And I think it's hard to have conversations with anyone, so it's easy to have some overall picture of the thing. And, you know, when people hear the details of the Affordable Care Act, it's always been, even if they didn't like Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, they liked the details of what it was, you know, allowing people to stay on their coverage of their parents till they're 26, you know, making sure maternity coverage was, you know, part of the package, mental health care being covered. They like those pieces. And so, but it's hard to have those conversations are not slogans, right? Those are real, you know, detailed conversations like we're having right now.
Are you optimistic?
I would like to be optimistic. I mean, I, you know, am in public health and believe, you know, access to healthcare is critical to making our population healthy. It's one of the things that makes us healthy. Certainly only one of the things, but really important to people and their own security and their own family security. And, you know, I think as a country, it would be wonderful if we could move towards having more people have access to that. I think a stronger social security net generally would be wonderful.
Tatine Santel is an associate professor in the Office of Public Health Studies at the University of Hawaii. You can find a link to Senator Brian Schatz's proposal to expand the public health care option on today's conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.